This is Rad Radio, the radio show you deserve, not the one you need. What does that say about you? This is Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
We got this email from a better class of Rad Radio listener watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. We've spent the last hour dealing with a Dr. Rob letter from a guy who lost his mom, who was murdered 20 minutes after he left visiting her. He's only 31. He's dealing with the guilt, the grief, the missing her, the loving her, etc. Emailer says, I'm able to watch live today, Brandon, and I am feeling your feels.
Oh.
You know, we don't know. I mean, even I don't know, even though I plan the show every day, what the show is going to turn out to be, where it's going to lead. Obviously, I'm smart enough to know, okay, we're going to do the Dr. Rob segment. I had two different letters to choose from today. One of them was the one I chose. The other one was back to the sobriety thing. And I said, nah, we talked a little bit about that, and I want to space that out. I mean, I knew the death of a mom was going to be a thing. I didn't know it was going to take over the last hour plus of the show. So you don't know what's going to happen, but obviously it's hit you. It's hit you, Brandon.
Well, yeah, but it's hit me in a good way. And honestly, good. Like it's a good thing to cry sometimes. And I waited until I went to the bathroom to do so.
Like a man does.
Yeah, but I'm not afraid to cry on the air, and I've done it plenty of times, like a little bitch. But.
Oh, boy.
Honestly, I just hope that we helped somebody. If it's not the letter writer, I hope that whatever we have said or shared helps somebody in their process.
If you are a welfare recipient and just waking up to start your busy day.
Good morning.
Here's a recap via emails from allegedly working Americans of what you missed on today's show, Graham. I don't really think we even talked about this today, but it's come up a lot over the last week, the 4th of July chips that Dawn recommended.
They're late July.
Last week. A tortilla chip that's so good it doesn't need to be dipped. Specifically, jalapeno lime.
Oh, so good.
This is not an endorsement, but I found them, and they are excellent, and they're worse if you dip them in anything.
Do not dip them.
But we've gotten a few emails like this one. This is the latest one. Came in this morning from Abby.
Hey, Abby.
I do know this first line is sarcasm. Thanks a lot for the late July chip recommendation.
Oh.
I just got off work at 6 a.m. I found them at the store, and I ate most of the bag on the way home.
Yep.
And now my boyfriend is eating the rest. They don't have that fake jalapeno flavor.
No.
They're just really good.
Oh, God. Yeah, you want a dipper. I do like them. I mean, there's so many tortilla chips to choose from. I do like, that is one of my favorites, their late July just sea salt tortilla
yes.
chips.
No, they are excellent.
So that one's okay to dip, but the jalapeno lime one is a no-go, huh?
Those are made to dip. And as I said yesterday, look, and as Dawn alluded to, there are more than a few really good dipping chips, but their sea salt chips are excellent. So.
Yep, I like their... God, they're not like super thick, but they're not so light either. It's that perfect crunch and crisp, and it doesn't fall apart when you dip it.
They should call it Goldilocks chips then.
If you watch us live on Rad TV during the commercial breaks every day, you get a question of the day, and you email in your answers. Today's question turned out actually to be quite apropos by accident. What was today's question?
If you knew it was your last day on Earth, what would you make sure to do and why?
So a lot of times you do questions like that, we get a bunch of boring answers, and you know, and it's like, oh, God, okay. And you know, it's like there's no entertainment
and
value.
Hug my porcupine.
But... given the tone of the show, I picked out a few here, like this one from Kayleen.
Hi, Kayleen.
Says, besides the typical tell everyone I love them, I would take the time to tell the people around me thank you, like my mother for raising me,
aww,
my best friend, and then I would call to thank you guys. You've been such a huge part of my morning and my life that it wouldn't feel right knowing that it would be my last day on the earth without saying thank you.
That's wow. So sweet.
Nice. Just make sure it's between 6 and 10, because that's the only time you can reach us.
It's it's also a real waste of your time.
It really
I mean,
is.
Really, you can do better.
Maybe just send an email.
Yeah.
Then we can frame it.
Those things are all super sweet, but when you first initially read it, I'm like, I am celebrating. Take me, Jesus. Are you making me wait till 11:59? Or are we going to do this now? I'm ready to see ya.
Alex says, I would love my wife and family as much as possible. Load the family into the car, take our dogs to the ocean, play and laugh as much as possible, and fall asleep holding my wife.
Aww.
You'd hope that's the way to go.
And it's great for her. She gets to wake up to being spooned by a dead cold husband.
on the beach.
Awesome.
It's going to be hard to get the arm off.
And then you got to transport the body back to where you live.
You got a coyote ugly. Chew that thing off.
And it bloats like a beached whale.
Oh, sometimes they leak if you sit too long.
And the kids were there to see it.
The dogs can eat it.
It's protein.
Kelly says, I would eat my favorite meal, hang out with my adult daughter all day, and make sure she knows how much I love her and tell her I will always be watching over her, if you know what I mean. And Bradley says, if I knew it was my last day on Earth, the one thing I would make sure to do is my wife, you know, go out with a bang.
Jeez, I swear.
Get it? A bang.
Yeah, but it's a whole day. You're only wasting 30 seconds right there.
Exactly.
Mixed Pick Sports Show begins in mere moments. An hour after that, Tech to You Tuesday. All of that is on Rad TV and members.radradio.com and can be heard on our Rad Radio app in Sacramento. You can listen to both on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And for the rest of you, we are back tomorrow morning.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys, I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Go on and go home, you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya, I'm glad.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Fare thee well.
Dar. Bon voyage.
Toodle-oo.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So long, stink town.
Well, goodbye.
And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven, because it hasn't.
God bless the United States.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.